Hey, Stoners, welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I'm your host, Brent Elrod. And everybody, today I have a pairing that you do not want to miss. So I'm hoping that you held on for the 45 seconds that it took to get to me to say that point so that you stay and listen, because this is a good one. I am pairing Old Forester from the Whiskey Row series, 1910. We'll get to why that's important here in just a second. And the Rocky Patel Vintage 20th Anniversary Stick. Now, this is definitely for those who appreciate the finer things in life. Both products exude a sophistication and an elegance that makes them the perfect combination and ripe for a luxurious evening of indulgence. Well, I'm getting all wordy on us, aren't I? Now, for those that are not familiar with Old Forester, you know, I've seen it around, didn't really know a lot about it, but then I decided I needed to branch out over and see what this is all about. So I learned a lot of things. They have a history going back about 150 years, so they've been around a while. Now, this expression, and I'll hold it up here again for those of you on the live stream, the 1910, as I said, it's part of the Whiskey Row series, and it is significant. Old Forester 1910 is a bourbon that pays homage to the brand's history, specifically the year 1910. In that year, fire destroyed the distillery. They lost everything. To continue production, they moved their operation to another facility owned by Brown-Forman. There, they used, like I said, they lost everything. And there, they used barrels that had been previously used to age other spirits for their aging process. So this is kind of unique, or this unique kind of process resulted in a bourbon that is rich in flavors and complexity, and that sets it apart from other whiskeys on the market. Now, this is a straight bourbon, as I said, Brown-Forman. It comes from the Shively Distillery, and this has been out since October 2018 or so. It is 93 proof, so 41.5% alcohol by volume, if my really bad math are right. I will hold that up even a little closer so you can see that label. The label is very, this whole Whiskey Row series, not 41. 46.5. I told you my math was I thought it was a little off there. It didn't sound right. Anyway, the label is distinctive because it does look like what you would see on a label from the early 1900s. And that's kind of indicative of this whole Whiskey Row series. Now, it is a non-age statement whiskey, but it is a mash bill of 72% corn, so it should be on the sweet side, 18% rye, so it should have a little bit of spice to it, and 10% malted barley. Let's go ahead and glass some of this up. It's a cork, not a screw on. You know what's coming. Wonderful. All right, and there you have it. For those of you on the live stream, you can see this is a very beautiful dark bronze color. I mean, there's not even any really saying golden. No, it's got some reddish hue to it, but it is a straight dark bronze color. It is a beautiful, beautiful spirit in the glass. It's got really good legs on it, on the nose. Uh, I get some really good hints of oak and caramel, some vanilla. And then I also get what could be best described as the kitchen when a cake is being baked. Kind of that sweet, warm baking goodness kind of aroma in the air. It's coming off the glass. And then I also get a hint of nuts, but they are more of the richer, oilier nuts, like a walnut or a pecan, not like a, you know, roasted peanut or something like that. It's got a really good nose on it. Let's go ahead and try the palate. For it to be just 72% corn, it is a really nice, sweet bourbon. Not overly sweet, not bad sweet, but a little higher up than what you would expect out of maybe a 72% corn. I would expect it to even be a little higher than that, but you know, let's try it again. I got lost in the sweet. Now the sweet is like, it's warmer here today in Texas, but it's still a little cool. So, you know, sorry for the sniffing. Shouldn't be doing that on camera. You get something along the lines of a melted or cooking caramel, caramel. And then you get some vanillas. I taste a little blackberry, maybe even some of the other, like a black raspberry kind of thing, kind of the darker ones. Some toasted marshmallow, it's really good. And it's rounded out with copious amounts of oak. But this is a very, very smooth and easy drinking bourbon. And you are getting there's no ethanol in the nose. There's no alcohol burn on the palate. It is just a very smooth drinking bourbon. I can see why this is one of the ones that's a little harder to come by. I actually stumbled upon this as it's the Whiskey Row Series 1897, 1910, and 1920 half bottles. In a box set, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna jump on that because it's hard to find just one of them, but you got all three there, so had to have it. Now the finish is still kind of hanging on there, so it's got a little bit longer finish to it. You get some really good solid oak up front with then tinges of that same vanilla and caramel kind of mixture after the oak kind of fades away. So I still got a little bit of sweet on my tongue. That's really good. It's really good. Now, we all know what Rocky brings to the table. Impeccable quality, lots of different blends, and all of that at a reasonable price. You typically don't see Rocky Patel sticks north of $20 a stick. You know, most of them you can pick up stick for $10 or $12. Some of them maybe $16 or so. But great quality, impeccable construction, and at a good price. So now this stick, this is the vintage 20th anniversary cigar. Not to be confused with some of his other anniversary cigars, specifically the 15th and the 20th anniversary. This is the 20th anniversary of the vintage line, the 1990, 1992, 1999. I think there was a 2006 in there. Had a blue band, and then there was also a Royal Vintage that was, I really loved that cigar. It had a purple label on it. But this is commemorating the 20th anniversary of when the Vintage first launched. So we're celebrating that. This is a Toro. It's a 6x50 on the ring gauge. The filler is Nicaraguan. The binder is Brazilian, and it is wrapped, as you can tell, in a really dark Connecticut broadleaf. And it is a fairly full-strength cigar. Visually, as I said, it's dark. It's got an oily sheen to it. It does have a little bit of a reddish hint to it. It doesn't have a lot of veining. But the veins, the few veins that it does have are fairly pronounced. It has very tight seams, but they are visible. You can follow them all the way up like a barber pole. And then it has a large triple cap. Now, on the nose. It is, it's a fairly simple profile on the nose. We'll go ahead and work on the band here. But it does have a very strong nose. There's not too much to it, but what's there is there. It has a very kind of earthy, pungent aroma to it. And then there are some very strong notes of like stable, maybe with a little background of some hay in there. So simple. But what's there is effective. Let's give it a cut using the C-Car V-Cutter again. And I know there are some people that will be like, you should never wet the end of a cigar before you cut it. To me, it cuts better. And if I'm going to spend a lot on a cigar, I don't want it to like come apart when I cut it, you know? All right, cold draw. there was a nice blast of spice there right off the bat that I was not expecting. Excuse me. Now, it is a very easy draw. That spice is kind of faded back in with everything else. You've got some notes of sweet. You've got a little bit of earth. You got a little bit of cedar. And there's a little bit of kind of a rich leather. All right. Now, let's light them up. And after this, I'm cooking chicken and steak on the grill. Chicken for Mrs. Sticks and Stones and for the girls, and a nice honking ribeye for me. Another good job by Rocky. Really like it. We're gonna see how it goes. It's not as definitely not a smoke monster. I'd like it to have a little more smoke. It did on the first couple of draws there, but then the next two or three, not so much. All right. I got raisin. Got kind of some minerally kind of notes in there. A little bit of toast. Some baking spices, something along the lines of cinnamon, cloves, maybe even some nutmeg. When I retroed, I got quite a bit of like a lemony citrus right in the beginning, and then it kind of died away, but there was a little bit of spice and. Maybe a little bit of that toasty kind of note in there. All right, let's try them together. Fooled around long enough. All right. Now, when you pair the Rocky Patel Vintage 20th Anniversary cigar with the Old Forester 1910, the spirit can truly shine through. The cigar gives you some great aged tobacco leaves from Nicaragua in the filler, and then it's wrapped up in a Brazilian binder. And then you have that that wonderful Connecticut broadleaf on the outside in your wrapper. And it gives you just this great, smooth yet robust flavor profile that really complements the bourbon perfectly. One of the things I do. Doesn't mean anything. It's not like if it smoke stays in the glass longer, it's a better cigar, nothing like that. No. I just like it. Now, the notes of oak and caramel and spice in the 1910, they are really enhanced by the earthy undertones and leather notes that you get in the cigar, and it just creates this great kind of harmonious blend of flavor. It's like a dance. Is, but not like a line dance, more like the Lindy. Little wavy, not bad. We're gonna be watching it though. Light just happened to catch that right. There is a small imperfection. One small imperfection. Right about the tip of my finger. I thought I was seeing a little bit of tooth, but it looks like it's just, looks like it's some of the leaves underneath. I don't think so. I don't think it's tooth. But I'll watch that too. Tooth is good, not bad. And I'll tell you, the cigar, it's kind of a full flavored cigar. And, like I said, it's got some really, kind of robust flavors to it, but it's not overpowering at all. and there's not much of a finish. Not much of a finish at all. No. Which is good, because if you're smoking and drinking, it does allow you to not only enjoy them together, but you're also able to kind of concentrate on the individual. So. And really, the 1910, the finish on it is, it's very smooth, very approachable. It hangs on for a while, but it's not like overpowering. It's a very smooth hang on, you know? So it doesn't matter that there's not a long finish on the cigar. It's a really good stick. I bought 5 of these. I'm glad I did. But I will say, now, my dip keeps getting just a little bigger, a little bigger. It's going to take off points if it canoes on me. Wavy's okay. Canoe, not so much. All right. I'm going to go ahead and tell the folks on the audio that I will burn this down to the band and be back. About the halfway mark to give. I'm not going to burn it down to the band. I'm going to burn it at the halfway mark. And then I'll come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners. I am back. We are, we're at about the halfway mark. And this is still a very, very good pairing. We've got some cocoa and maybe a little bit more sweetness and some espresso coming out on the stick. And, you know, kind of that charred oak. I don't want to put too much emphasis on that. Kind of that smoky kind of sweetness of the bourbon just mingles with the rich kind of sweet and spice and earthiness of the cigar. It just creates a real, like, symphony of flavors that will tantalize your taste buds. The complexity of the 1910, it really shines through when it's paired with a fine cigar like this. Each puff of the cigar kind of reinforces those nuances coming off the spirit. And really kind of vice versa. They really do support each other well. I am going to burn this stick down to the band, and I will come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, stoners. I am back, and sadly, this pairing has come to an end. There really wasn't a lot of change in the stick. Except that kind of a sweet, sugary kind of note. It became a little more intense. It didn't get, I want to try and explain this right, it didn't get sweeter. It's just like that flavor became more pronounced. It was a much more intense kind of sweetness. The Old Forester was excellent, and it was a really great matchup for this cigar. But I could see Old Forester going with a wide range of cigars. It is one of the smoothest, easiest drinking spirits that I've ever tried. It's delicious in every way. Now I would give the spirit, I would give it a 93 out of 100 whiskey stones. The cigar, I'd give the cigar a 90. It's a really great cigar. It wasn't overly complex. But I think, you know, it's not the 60. The 60 is probably, I don't know, I said this while I was on live stream. The 60, I think, is Rocky Patel's crown glory. That's the best cigar I've ever tried of his. And I've pretty much tried them all. This was a very, very good stick. I think I would have just liked maybe a little bit more complexity in it, maybe. Apparently the neighbor's dog, apparently they think that too. So I hope you have enjoyed this pairing as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Leave me comments. I love seeing your comments. It fills my heart with joy. Let me know what you think about each of these offerings, if you tried them together, that kind of thing. Any ideas that you might, something that you want to see me pair, whether it's a stick or a spirit, hit like, subscribe, share, notify. Hit that notification bell so you'll know anytime I'm dropping new content. Visit the website, sticksandstones.com, sticksnstones.com. There you can find my blog posts. I blog about all kinds of stuff, not just whiskey and cigars, though that's most of it. Do some sports. I did a thing on the Boston Tea Party one day from Revolutionary War. So there's all kinds of stuff out there. And then you can also listen to older episodes, and you can visit our affiliate page. The affiliate page, our affiliate marketing deals, definitely want to support those folks. I have affiliate agreements with Caliber Coffee, a veteran-owned business, and they have some wonderful coffee. I love it. The 22 caliber is what I love the most, but the 9mm is good too. Everything there is based off of rounds, bullets. And I've tried all of it, and it's all been good. The 22 caliber is my favorite. Freedom Fatigues. Freedom Fatigues is another veteran-owned company. Support our veterans. We need to support them every day. They have some really great T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, that kind of stuff. Go out and, you've seen me with the Don't Tread on Me and or Come and Take It, and then the Second Amendment Revolutionary War flag with the old Betsy Ross flag and things of that nature. They have some really great stuff out there. Go see them. True Classic Tees. They are another one of our affiliate partners, and I love the way their stuff fits. I mean, I'm a larger guy, and it fits perfectly. I love it. Spirit, it's hard to get, but I will have a link to it, even though it'll probably say it's sold out at Total Wine. And the cigar, which should not be sold out, at Cigars International. And then Tip Top Proper Cocktails. They make some great canned cocktails with the real stuff, not malt beverage. I mean, it's real vodka, rum, tequila, that kind of stuff. And I've tried over half of what they have, and they were all really delicious. Great to just keep on hand. You get home, you'd like to have a mixed drink, but you don't want to have to go to the time and everything to fix one. Pop the can, pour it in a glass, you're done. It can't get easier than that. All right. Until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.